Welcome to the hottest damn podcast on the planet, Cash Talk Podcast. It's no talk like Cash Talk. Damn it!
Yo, this your boy Chris Cash, aka I'm Elgin. This is the world's most sanest podcast on the planet. I'm gonna welcome y'all to Cash Talk Podcast. There's no talk like Cash Talks. Man, what's going on? I hope all you guys is doing good. I hope you guys are blessed and encouraged and all that good stuff. I want to salute to all you guys that support this podcast, those you guys that have been telling your friends and your family and dogs and cats to follow the Cash Talk Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all your respectable podcast apps or platforms you love listening to your favorite podcast on. Encourage all you guys that have is not following Cash Talk Podcast on Facebook. Please go search Cash Talk Podcast on Facebook and make sure you follow for exclusive content as well. Now for the small talk, all right? This your boy. I'm here to tell y'all some breaking news. Donald Trump has been impeached. Yes, you heard me right. The House has voted to fire the president. So hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the, but y'all know the song, damn it. Okay. With all that being said, look. I just want to express caution to everybody listening to Cash Talk, damn it, okay? You know how I do. I tell you how it is. This is no illusion here, damn it. We keep it all the way. You already know. You know, be not them, be us. Not just a hashtag. It's a lifestyle. It's a real life. We live this. We eat this. We sleep this, okay? All right? This is no play for us, all right? Look, I just want to express caution. I don't want you guys to start celebrating too early. I want you guys to sort of know what's going on and what this means, okay? Yes, the House has voted to impeach the president, but I must say this. That doesn't mean that Donald is going anywhere, okay? That don't mean Donald Duck. I'm sorry. Donald Trump is going anywhere. Matter of fact, we still got a long road ahead of us. They still got to pass this thing through the Senate. Okay, the Senate still got to vote on whether to impeach Donald Trump. So, look, even though this is a huge step for a lot of people, it's heading in the right direction. But look, this is not. It ain't a period. It is not final. He's not out of office. So I just wanted to make that clear for you guys. Listen, man, I come before you guys time and time again, and I like to keep warning you guys and keep letting you guys, we got to pay close attention to exactly what's going on in this world. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of destruction, and a lot of us is falling by the wayside because we are not doing our true diligence, and we are not doing our research, and we're not just plain on paying attention to what's going on around us. But whether they impeach the president or not, America has a very, very dark future ahead of us, okay? And I can't stress it enough. Look, we are not out of the water, okay? I know a lot of people who's calling for Donald Trump to get impeached. And I know this has been going on ever since the man got elected, okay? Man, you guys got to understand the whole structure of things. It's not just Donald Trump, okay? We forget that Donald Trump is in office, but he also in office, but he got his own cabinet members. He brought his own team. When you get elected to be the president, or AKA, right, selected to be a president, right? All right, you bring your own crew in there, supposedly, right? So you bring your, you know, Tom, Dick, Mary, Samantha, you could bring whoever you want. So we have to remember that a lot of these decisions are not solely Trump doing. He have legal advisors, he have just people in his ear 24/7. with that said, one of those people is Mike Pence. Speaking of Mike Pence, damn it, he is the vice president now. Okay, might have been sleeping underneath a rock, damn it, or looking at too much football and basketball, damn it, okay. But Mike Pence is the vice president of the United States, right? And he is one of the people that helped the president make his decisions, okay, that affect all of us that live on American soil. But Mike Pence is a major player in this whole Trump administration, and I just don't want to just bypass that. Mike Pence is a very, 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 very knowledgeable man. He's been around the block a few times, and he has years and years of experience in politics. Trump and Mike Pence side to side to each other. I mean, come on. Mike Pence make Donald Trump look like a welfare case, damn it. Okay. I had called it. I said it. Maybe when Donald Trump got elected, I said, look, from the beginning, the person that all you guys complain about Donald Trump and this and that, and you so pissed at him, the person you should be keeping your eye on is the Vice President Mike Pence. Or the president might get impeached. You know, we've been hearing this since he's been in office. I was just wanted to be, you know, express caution to everybody. Like, okay, even if Trumpster do get impeached, do you know who's taking his spot? We just have to make sure whoever coming aboard next, okay, is better than Trump, right? It ain't about just getting him out the way to bring another asshole in, damn it. But this is, if be not careful, this what can happen. All right. So go do your research on Mike Pence. I'm not gonna sit here and maybe I come and do another show about Mike Pence extensively, exclusively, and break down some things. If Donald Trump made you weary, if he made you nervous, listen, Mike Pence to me is not much better. Okay, and it's one of those things. It's like once he get in the office and once he can take charge, it's one of those things. It's too late. Because everybody's so focused on Donald Trump and you know, calling him out and all that. The dope one is really saying, hey, who do we really have here as vice president? Can he be trusted? Anybody working with Donald Trump or in his administration, you know what I'm saying, solely, can you really be trusted? You tainted in some way. All right. So I just wanted to put that out there for some of you guys that's following this impeachment and this whole Donald Trump impeachment trial and things like that. It's actually, like I said, a huge step in the right direction for a lot of people to get Donald Trump out of here, right? But here on Cash Talk, I come here because I love you guys, and I don't want you guys to be sent off, okay? All these other media outlets out here is part of the game, damn it, okay? They lie to you, they act like they got your best interest in heart. Listen to me. Listen to me good. They don't give a rat's ass about you, damn it. I'm just keeping it sane, damn it. Someone got to do it, okay? Be not, don't be us. Not just a hashtag. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of freaking life. Whether it's Trump in office, whether it's Pence in office, the United States is fuck, man. We live in an illusion, okay? The power to be is good at giving us the illusion to make us feel like we on top of the mountain or something like that. But really, the United States is going downhill, and it's going downhill fast, okay? I mean, when you put a reality star in there as the president of the United States, we are laughing stock, exactly what America is becoming. And why other countries just handling, giving their citizens and free education and college free and things like that. We want to go ahead and go in our schools and teach them about drag queens and transvestites and all that bullshit. I mean, come on. All right, but sticking to the subject again, look, man, but the Senate still got to do it, ladies and gentlemen. Until the Senate do it, he's not going nowhere. And just be cautious, like I said before, I already know, man, this man going to do whatever he can to cause hell before he leaves, if he leaves, okay? Be ready for the upcoming weeks and days for him to make some decisions that you might not like. He's still the president of the United States, and he still got that stroke of that pen. He still can make laws. He still can sign off on shit. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just use a little bit of wisdom and common sense until we all the way get him out of office. No one is preparing for post Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is no longer in office. All right, so we have to think about these things. All recourse to a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you got the diehard Trump supporters, you know what I'm saying, to cut their arm off of this man. Remember when Trump was running the election against Hillary, some of them Trump rallies, I mean, come on, we ain't saw this type of ignorance in a long time. But then you already know there's so many people out here that is against Trump and against his administration and just want this guy out. So this is a fair question. Is America close? Are we on brink of a civil war? Okay, they got the FEMA camps already ready. You know what I'm saying? They got guns. And I mean, since for the last few years, I've been spending outrageous amount of money on guns and ammunition and shit like that. They are preparing for something, all right? The United States is preparing for something. And when you look at what's going on with the president, the whole situation, impeachment, you know what I'm saying? You just got to ask yourself, you got to look at the timing and ask yourself, like, what are they trying to flush? They're trying to flush the toilet. So we just got to ask ourselves, because we already know what would happen if he do get impeached. All right. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some uproars. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some riots. The Bible speaks, for those who believe in the Bible, says that last days will be worse than any past time in history. Do you get that? The worst time in history, human history, was like a welfare case. Listen to Cash Talk podcast. There's no talk like Cash Talk, damn it. Right? This is your boy Chris Cash, aka I'm Elgin. So I'm pretty sure your power to be is playing with that. This is about you hearing the news keep pun Trump news every AM. Every time you wake up in the AM, you got a new fresh headline concerning Trump. You know what I'm saying? Just every freaking day. And it's usually a headline to get underneath your skin or a tweet that he put out or something like that. So we just gotta make sure we don't fall for propagandas and being bamboozled by the media and the media that's supposed to love us and be there for us. And yeah, come on. All right, it's all bullshit. Okay, all this Trump talk and this, to me, this is all propaganda. All right. Matter of fact, when it was on live and reporting the House votes live for everybody to see at the same time, Trump was over there in Michigan at a rally. Damn it. Okay. I mean, you can't make this up. This shit is staged like WWE wrestling. Damn man. Okay. All right. He's giving a speech, a rally over there in Michigan at the same time that they're impeaching. I mean, come on. You saw the cameras and the channels and the network and the news kept on switching back and forth. If that is not a sign that they're trying to play with our emotions, I don't know what it is. Come on, damn it. All right? Listen, man. So at the end of the day, this is the same reason why I don't vote. And I'm proud to say it. And I don't give a damn who don't like it, damn it. And those of you who want to sit here and go, that's part of the problem. No, you part of the problem for not doing your proper research. You part of the problem for calling me out saying I'm part of the problem when I'm on game, when I'm doing the right thing. Okay, voting is a waste of your fucking time. Now, I'm not disturbing you from going out there and cast your vote, damn it. Trust me, I know some of this is tradition. I know you've been doing it forever. Shit, it been a shit long of time that we've been putting on little piece of paper inside a little shoebox, damn it. Ain't nothing happened. So, I mean, come on, man. When we gonna wake up? You keep doing the same shit, you're gonna get the same result. Y'all wanna keep fucking yourself? Y'all wanna keep playing with yourself? Love yourself a little bit more. Give yourself a little bit more respect. This is what it is. Who said we need a president already? Who said we need another human being to lead us? Won't we all together come as one to police ourselves? So why can't we do that? Why do we need one person to do that? Get the hell out of here, man. So this is all propaganda, illusion, all this shit. They got strings attached to everything. This whole impeachment shit, whether he's in or not, it's bad for population control. You know what I'm saying? They doing whatever they can, by any means necessary, damn it, to destroy this fucking world, man. And I can't make this up, even if I wanted to, okay? Stop falling for this political BS. It's nothing but the theater. It's WWE on steroids, man. But I could have sworn when Donald Trump first got in office, I could have sworn that Vince McMahon, like Linda McMahon, actually got some type of position inside this inside the Trump administration. I'm almost sure I heard that, but if that's true, that would, you know, explain why it's kind of like WWE, you know, say wrestling and shit like that. Damn it. Okay, all right. Listen, man, but listen, don't fall for all this bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? This whole Trump, you know, you got to look at the time. This is all right before the elections and shit like that. You know, same with all this wall, border control, border talk. It's all right before the election. All this, these guns, these shooting events and you know, on the news. And these, some people might call propaganda. Some people might think it's real, but whatever the case may be, all this stuff is happening right before the election to put fear in us. That's what it's all about. This whole thing, this whole plan cannot work. This whole thing cannot run without fear. Do you get that? They have to have a lot of scare cats running around this motherfucker for their plan to work, okay? That's what they want. This is why they promote fear every day of their lives. This is why every time you turn on the news, it's more tragic news stories. It's more just sad news stories. Damn, you turn on the news, you just get depressed. You could be bubbly the whole day. You turn on the 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock news, and you just depressed, okay? Because it's all about the design. They want to keep us on a low frequency, okay? So that they can do what they want to do with us, okay? Turn off the damn TVs, turn off the radios, man. Pay a fucking attention. So Donald Trump being impeached, I know a lot of you guys is happy. That's cool and that's whatever. But to me, this is all propaganda. It's all illusion, ladies and gentlemen. Who do you think gonna take his place? And if it's Mike Pence, that like I think will be next in line against the president getting impeached, it will be the vice president. I'm sorry. Good luck, guys. And if you saw his eyes, looking at man's eyes, man, he got some piercing eyes, man. I mean, come on, cold-blooded eyes, man. So this guy is Trump right-hand man. Be cautious, okay? Look, you know, they never do things nothing for us, the people. They never do anything just solely from the bottom of their heart. They just don't. They said, I'm sorry to think like that. You might, can't you think it's so negative? No, I'm not trying. They don't do anything for the people without a back-end propaganda or agenda. All right? Remember, truth has no friends, truth has no agenda, and truth has no color. All right? So again, I would just say everybody be cautious for this whole impeachment proceeding, the whatever. You know, don't get put all eggs in all your eggs in one basket. Okay, that's cool, but keep your poker face on. Don't let other people see how happy you are or even how angry you are with this. Just keep your poker face on and see this whole thing out. That way you won't be fooled with a fool either way. You know what I'm saying? Because again, I don't want you guys to get so happy and then find out, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, this all was just like what I'm calling it. This all propaganda and illusion to work you all up, to get you emotionally a rebel all in time for the 2020 elections. That's just my personal take on this whole thing. Again, I don't vote one way or another. You know what I'm saying? I really don't give a damn. I like looking at things from bird's eye view because you can see several times over when you look at things from bird's eye view and see things for what they really is. So just pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? It's all a game. The Democrats, Republicans, they're all the same. Just keep that in mind. They plan on our weakness. But guys, man, again, listen, I just want to come here and just want to, you know, sort of just say, man, be a little cautious. You know what I'm saying? You know, they always got a trick up their sleeve. They always trying to work up the masses, and this could be another part of their tactics. So each Donald Trump, all this Donald Trump in the peach talk, okay, that's exactly what it is. But man, don't fall for it. And just be good, love each other, man. Love your neighbor, no matter who they vote for or who they for, man. Do not fall for this bullshit of getting people pissed that Donald Trump might get impeached or might not get impeached. And you guys in the street going to war, killing each other, fighting each other over this bullshit, or a fucking illusion, something that's not really real. I just want us to think, all right, that this is straight bullshit. I'm Chris Cash, aka I'm Elgin, and you are listening to Cash Talk Podcast. There's no talk like Cash Talk.